Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Greece is officially in as the 10th member nation of the European Economic Community. The Prairie Overcomer, a publication of the Prairie Bible Institute of Three Hills, Alberta, comments on the news, saying, "For many years, students of Bible prophecy, known as dispensational premillennialists, have looked for the formation of a 10-nation confederacy in Western Europe. With the announcement that Greece signed a treaty of accession with the European Economic Community, some may feel that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and the 10 toes of the image in Daniel 2 are being formed. The publication warns, however, it is never wise to interpret the Bible in the light of current events. Rather, it is best to interpret current events in the light of Bible teaching." The 6 original members of the EEC included Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and West Germany. Later, in 1973, these were joined by Britain, Denmark, and Ireland. Now Greece is officially accepted as the 10th member nation, which is remarkable indeed. The United States of Europe, long the dream of statesmen and political visionaries, may be closer to fulfillment than we realize. The prophet Daniel, looking down the corridor of time, was shown an image in which the feet of 10 toes was said to represent the last Gentile confederacy of nations. Thus, 10 European countries seen uniting may very well be in fulfillment of this prophecy. Daniel goes on to remind us, the federation of these 10 kingdoms will mark the end of this age and the beginning of the millennial period. For here's what we read. "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. For this reason we might ask, is this it? Is the Roman Empire soon to be revived? Is Europe actually uniting? Is Christ's coming at hand?" The dream of Europa, the United States of Europe, has persisted throughout history. It was a great French philosopher who way back in the 18th century stated, "Whenever in the past Europe has been united by force, the unity lasted no longer than the space of a single reign." He went on to predict that by the 21st century we would see the completion of a European community built not by force, but by the free will and cooperation of the member states. In 1871, when France was at war with Germany, it was Victor Hugo who cried out, "Let us have the United States of Europe. Let us have Continental Federation. Let us have European freedom." Lord Salisbury also asserted, "Federation is the only hope of the world." Well, today, witnessing Russia on the move in Afghanistan, becoming more aggressively active in places like Poland, the call for federation grows louder. Among past world leaders, we've seen Winston Churchill, British statesman, declaring, "I see no reason why there should not arise the United States of Europe, which will unify this continent in a manner never known since the Roman Empire. Our main theme of salvation should be the grand alliance of the European powers," said Churchill. Well, Europe's colossal merger is about to be consummated. It is destined to become a political as well as a permanent relationship. French President Georges Pompidou, during his tenure, once stated, "The countries of Western Europe are not movie stars who change fiancés every 6 months. If we get married," he noted, "it is forever." A former U.S. President, Dwight Eisenhower, once noted, "With unification, a new sun of hope, security, and confidence would shine for Europe and for the free world." Well, European unification is largely the dream of a French visionary by the name of Jean Monnet, referred to as the father of Europe. It was Monnet who helped create the European Economic Community we call the Common Market, with the ultimate aim being that of political union. Monnet at one time predicted, Once a common market interest has been created, then political union will come naturally. It was the conjecture of Time magazine that if the Europe of tomorrow could muster the political will, it could become a coequal of the other two superpowers, the United States and Russia, an event that would fundamentally alter the world's superstructure. Well, Dr. I.M. Haldeman, a noted Baptist preacher at the turn of the century, published a remarkable volume entitled The Signs of the Times. In this he commented on the rise of a superstate in Europe as follows. Said Haldeman, there would be enormous political changes within the countries occupying the territorial limits once possessed by the Empire of Rome. These changes would cause the overthrow of absolutism in government, bringing about the uprise of a red democracy and the final federation of Western Europe and part of Asia under a common ruler. Witnessing trends toward a union of 10 nations to form a giant confederacy within Europe makes us wonder if we're not seeing the fulfillment of a prophecy made by Daniel. The course of history was shown to Daniel. In a dream, he saw a colossal image of a man with the interpretation as follows. The head of the image was of gold, signifying the great Babylonian Empire. The breast and arms were of silver, representing the world empire of Media-Persia. The body and thigh of the image was of brass, typifying the Grecian Empire under Alexander. Then we have the two legs of iron, showing the Roman Empire in its eastern and western divisions. And finally, Daniel was shown the feet of the image with 10 toes, partly of iron, partly of clay. A stone is seen falling upon the feet of the image. It collapses, being broken into pieces. We'd like to point out three things concerning this revelation given to Daniel. Listen closely. First, we're reminded again that the 10 toes represent 10 nations which will form the last Gentile world confederacy of nations. The Midnight Cry magazine notes, the rise of the beast kingdom is now in its infancy in the organization and operation of the European Common Market. It must develop into a full-fledged United States of Europe, which will be a federation of all the nations within the boundaries of the old Roman Empire into 10 distinct nations. However, the scriptures do not assert that all of the nations formerly within the old Roman Empire will have to be included again in the last Gentile world confederacy prophesied to take place in the end time. If all of the states formerly within the old Roman Empire were included, notice it would involve countries such as Yugoslavia, Hungary, Romania, Turkey, Bulgaria, along with some of the Mediterranean colonies bordering northern Africa. Now let's take a look at what the scripture actually says as we read from Daniel chapter 7. Here mention is made of the fourth kingdom which Daniel saw in a vision which happened to be the old Roman Empire. Now we read, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom... Out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. In other words, it will not be necessary for all of the nations once within the framework of the old Roman Empire to be included in the final kingdom which Daniel saw. Rather, 10 horns out of this kingdom represent 10 kings seen arising. Then we read, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue three kings. We call him the Antichrist. Now, as we see it, the possibility exists that more than 10 nations could be involved in this end-time merger of states, making up a United States of Europe. Ultimately, however, in its final form, there will be 10 nations seen uniting when our Lord is seen returning to this earth as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now in the second place, we note that the feet of the image were partly of iron and partly of clay. Iron speaks of despotism. Winston Churchill so aptly coined the expression iron curtain to represent the wall that surrounds the communist bloc nations. On the other hand, clay speaks of democracy. Being more pliable, it represents the popular will of the people expressed in democratic actions. Though it is sometimes fickle and easily molded by public opinion. Anyone acquainted with Europe knows this condition of the iron and clay exists in the various political philosophies today. Throughout the continent, we see contention between the extreme right and the extreme left. Thus, this picture forecast for the end-time Confederacy will not work. As Karl Marx declared that capitalism and communism cannot unite, so the iron and clay seen in Daniel's vision will not mix. The Confederacy is doomed. Well, finally, witnessing the trend toward ultimate political federation of Europe and fulfillment of Bible prophecy makes us wonder how long it will be before our Lord's return. Now remember, Daniel sees this colossal image with different parts of the body representing various world empires, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome. Then there is seen this final attempt at European federation, symbolized by the 10 toes of the image, which is a mixture of iron and clay. Now we read in Daniel 2:34, "Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces." And we read how this stone became a great mountain that filled the whole earth. What is the meaning of this? Well, here's the explanation. The stone is representative of the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. He's the eternal one seen coming from heaven. And as a stone falls upon the feet of this image of a man and topples it, so our Lord's coming will end all existing governments of men. Now look at these verses for just a moment. "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed." Ah, did you hear it? Christ's coming to reign upon the earth will be an everlasting kingdom. Daniel's description, recorded in beautiful, picturesque language, is truly marvelous. He writes, "I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. And as he comes to earth," we read, "there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." Hallelujah! What a marvelous revelation of what is about to take place, Christ coming again to reign upon the earth. My friend, if you're not a part of that kingdom, why not accept God's offer to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord? Then you shall reign with him. Remember, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." To be a part of Christ's kingdom, one needs to be changed, made new. And so why not come to Christ today? Repent of your sin to trust the Savior, he who died that you might live. How important it is to make that decision now. Witnessing 10 nations within Europe uniting into an economic bloc with plans for ultimate political union should cause all of us to realize our Lord could return at any moment. Ah, this is still a day of salvation when we can turn from sin to trust the Savior and be ready for his unannounced coming. For remember, he hath said, "Be ye therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh."
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.